Today is Wednesday, November 27th. Ryan Aaron Chambers, 19 of Richland Center, died November 19th. Funeral services will be held Friday at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held Saturday at 11 at the Czech National Cemetery, rural Yuba, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center Friday from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center. Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Viola, died Sunday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Viola United Methodist Church. A private family burial will be held after the service. Friends may call at the Viola United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Croix Hospice, the Kickapoo School District New Sign Fund, or Viola United Methodist Church would be appreciated. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86, of Viola. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet, died September 21st. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center, died October 24th at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon Saturday at Mel's Micro. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center. John Hambone Deckert, 54, of Muscadet, died at the Richland Hospital Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. John Hambone Deckert, 54, of Muscadet. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River, died November 16th after a battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 until closing time at the Blue River Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River. Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday, December 4th at 11 at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements. For Forrest J., Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsboro. Renata Christina Nelson, 59, of Richland Center, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Burial will be held in the Muscadet Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Renata Christina Nelson, 59, of Richland Center. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 Saturday, December 14th, at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Saturday, December 14th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet.